This is The Invisible War with evangelist and author Dr. Rob Randall. There is a bigger battle going on in the world right now than we can even see. A battle that has existed since the beginning of time. This is not a war between countries, but an all-out assault on the very soul of people everywhere. Lives are being defeated and destroyed. Marriages are falling apart at an unprecedented rate. Children are rebelling against everything they've been taught. Addictions are rampant to everything you can think of. And all of this is the result of a spiritual war, which is the invisible war. And yet, there is hope. Rob Randall is a third-generation evangelist who has devoted his life to seeing people who have come to the end of themselves find a true life of promise and healing. The Invisible War is a journey that will lead us on the road to freedom and the path of fulfillment. There are no quick fixes, only a process, but it begins with the first step. So here's Rob Randall to take us through this journey one step at a time as we find hope in the Invisible War.
Thank you so much for joining us once again for The Invisible War. My name is Kevin Harris. We're joined once again in studio with our teacher, Dr. Rob Randall. Now, this program is about spiritual warfare, and there is so much in the Bible that we need to know about this topic. And it's based on Rob's teaching found in his book, The Invisible War. And by the way, you can get a copy of that book at any bookstore or go to our website, theinvisiblewar.org. Rob, we've been going over what you call the sin list, and this is found in your book as well. And we've discussed various categories of sins that plague each and every one of us, and we've been taking a look at these. So far, we've looked at what the Bible calls sins of the tongue, sins of unforgiveness, sins of disobedience, sins of rebellion, sins of anger, unbelief, and today we're going to look at ingratitude. But tell us again, why did you develop this sin list, and why are we going over this material?
The Bible says the wages of sin is death. In Ezekiel 18:20, the person who sins will die. Sin kills. Sin destroys. Sin separates us from the one who is life. Sin kills our marriages. Sin kills our bodies. Sin kills our churches. If your church is dead today, let me tell you why. It has nothing to do with your preacher. It has to do with sin that hadn't been dealt with. Sin kills. Sin destroys. And so that we can be effective as we pray for our loved ones, as we work together with Holy Spirit in the prayer closet, we need to make sure that every impediment, every hindrance, every block is removed. And the only thing that Satan has to work with is our sin, our disobedience to God's word. So it's necessary for us to visit these areas where we have disobeyed God's word. Now, sin is not what you think or what I think or what the preacher says or what mama used to say. Sin is not that stuff that we can make a list and twist it and manipulate it. We all like to do that. We all know how to do that. Justify this. Well, I'm as good as that old boy over there. I'm not as bad as that person. That's not what we're talking about. Sin is disobeying what God's word says. You know what amazes me, Kevin? Few of us, and I'm seminary trained. I have to confess to you, I didn't know much of God's word. I preached it. I knew some of it, but there was a whole lot of God's word that I just passed over. And the reality is, it is forever settled in heaven. God's word is that which all of us are judged by. Now, listen to me very carefully. Jesus did not come to condemn you. I'm going to say that again. Jesus did not come to condemn you, for God sent his Son not into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. Romans 8:1. If you're saved today, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So as we work through the sin list, this is not exhaustive. This is just a guide. There are many, many more, but these are some that jump out to me that I feel like all of us must at least attend to. But I want you to know this is not an exercise in condemnation. Don't let the enemy use this to beat you up. This is a signpost, a marker, and in place of encouragement to get it right with God. The good news is we have a Savior. The good news is it's not about our sin, it's about our Savior. We have a way to get this stuff cleaned up. No matter what you've done or what has been done to you, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. Not some of them, all of them. And so we look at the sin list. We make our own. Now, if you've already dealt with some of these sins, and you've dealt with it properly, you've taken it to Calvary, and Jesus has cleansed you of it, don't go digging it back up. When you hear this on the radio today, when you hear us talking about a certain sin, rejoice that it's been cleaned up. Rejoice. But if it troubles you, if there's something still not right, then our encouragement for all of us, let's revisit it. Take it to Calvary. So the enemy will not be able to hinder and keep you from working with Holy Spirit as we pray for our loved ones and for ourselves.
Well, Dr. Randall, let's look at our next category then in this sin list. I want to remind everyone that they can go to our website and get past broadcasts where we've dealt with these various areas. Just go to theinvisiblewar.org and click on the broadcast button, and you can get past broadcasts on these topics. So let's look at sins of ingratitude. Rob, what do we mean by that?
One of the things that's come to my mind, Kevin, is worship a time of great joy or frustration. Psalm 111, 1 through 4, listen to the word of God today. Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart in the company of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are studied by all who delight in them. Splendid and majestic is his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. I want to ask you, when you go into the worship time, is it about you? Is it about whether or not you like the music or don't like the music or like the style or don't like the style? Is it a time of criticism or is it a time of great joy? Listen, our worship is a matter of gratitude for what God's done for us. It's about thanking him for all he's done for us. Do you love the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your mind? Do you? Do you? Oh, listen. Go to those places today where anything, anything has exalted itself above the Lord in your life, in your heart, in your soul, in your strength, and in your mind. Love the Lord today. Renew your vows to him. Thank him. Thank him for all he's done for you. Another one that comes to mind is, do you resent God for anything he has or has not done? Do you? Psalm 143, verse 5 and 6. Listen to the word of God. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all your doings. I muse. Oh, that's a great word. Muse. Sing. Make music on the work of your hands. I stretch out my hands to you. My soul longs for you as a parched land. Is that your testimony? Is it? Is it our testimony today that we love the Lord for all that he's done? Do we sing for joy for everything that he's done? Oh, listen to me. I meet folks all the time, Kevin, all the time, who have a deep bitterness to the Lord because of a death in the family, a death of a loved one. Something they can't believe God for. They distrust him from that moment forward because the pain of that loss was so great. Oh, be grateful for all that God does, seen and unseen. Live a life of gratitude. In all things give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you, which is in Christ Jesus. Some things? No. In all things, today, right where you are, just start praising him. Thank him for all he's done for you. Do you realize you would not even be here if it had not been for the Lord? You'd be gone. You'd be dead. The enemy would have destroyed you. Thank him for it. Rejoice. Those of you that are musicians, go home and write a song. Sing a song to him. Even now, praise him. Praise him. Think of the greatest praise song you've ever heard. Whether it's a hymn or a chorus, just sing it to him. Sing it to him. you might want to wait till after the program today, till we get through, but sing it to him. Be thankful to him, even in the dark times. Thank him for all he's done for you.
Awesome words, Rob. And this next category can get a little uncomfortable, but it's one that we have to look at, and it's sins of impurity.
You know, we do have to face this, Kevin. And it's very, very important. You know, it's our generation that had the free love and free sex and all that stuff back in the 60s. And I believe many of us are in bondage today because of sins we have covered up instead of asked God to cleanse us of. We thought if we could just marry those that we slept with, it would be okay. But the truth of the matter is, the Word of God stands forever. And we have to make certain that any time we have disobeyed the Lord, we confess that sin. The Bible says if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Please hear the Word of God. It comes through His heart, His loving heart. He doesn't condemn you. He comes to cleanse you. Have you committed adultery or fornication? Have you? Matthew 5:27-28. You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. My, my, my. We can have affairs of the heart, Kevin. We can actually be guilty if we dwell on it. That's why the internet today is so dangerous in this area, where we live in a fantasy world, and a fantasy world is a dangerous world that can easily ensnare us. It's so critically important that if we have committed these sins, we've not just committed those sins against ourselves, against that other person, but this is a sin against God. And the only way to clean it up, the only way to be free from the matters, the only way to make sure that we're in victory and freedom over these matters is to take it to Calvary. It is at Calvary. It is through the shed blood of Calvary that all sin is ultimately cleansed. I want to ask you this question today. Are you hiding any secret sin in your life? Are you? Psalm 90:8, listen to the Word of God. You have placed our iniquities before you, our secret sins, and the light of your presence. Kevin, there are no secret sins. Sorry. I just want everybody to know there are no secret sins. You can even die with that secret, and it's not secret. That spiritual predisposition of that sin, the enemy will exploit in your children and in their children. He visits the sins of the fathers to the third and fourth generation. Oh, please hear the word today. There are no secret sins. Confess it. Agree with God that it's sin, and you can be cleansed of it today.
Rob, next you take us to a verse in the Psalms, Psalm 139, that anyone who thinks that abortion should be legal should really take a look at this verse. But talk to us about how that could be a sin of impurity.
I want to ask you today, could you have stopped an abortion? Was there a time when a word from you could have possibly stopped an abortion? The passage in Psalm says, "For you formed my inward parts. You wove me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the depths of the earth. Your eyes have seen my unformed substance, and in your book were all written the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there was not one of them." I want you to hear this carefully from my heart. The Lord does not condemn you. I know this is a heated matter. People are emotional about it. There have been ugly, nasty things said on both sides. I want you to know Jesus loves you. He wants to cleanse you. He wants to bring life. Yes, the murder of an unborn child, an abortion, is a serious matter. But that's why Jesus died. He didn't die to condemn. He died to cleanse. And you can be cleansed of it today. You know, Kevin, I have learned in my experience When you begin to add the numbers up of how many abortions, millions and millions and millions of babies, all over our country, every place, you know what? It's in the church. It's in our families. There's rarely a family that you do not come in contact with that somewhere has not been affected by this hideous practice of abortion. This is something we all need to visit and ask the Lord to come and cleanse. And I want to tell you from my experience, the Lord is able. He is wonderfully able to heal the hurts and to heal the wounds. He is wonderfully, supernaturally able to do that which needs to be done to heal the wound and the memories and to cleanse the hearts. I cannot tell you how many folks have come to me in my own meetings asking me to pray for them because they live in torment. He is able. He is more than able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think. But hear me today. If we don't confess it, if we don't agree with Him that it's sin, if we don't go to Calvary, we can't be cleansed. But if you do, if you'll simply agree with Him and take it to Calvary, you can be set free from the tormentors today. Would you take it to Him? Oh, God, help you to do it. I want to ask you this. In this area of the sins of impurity, I want to ask you, does pornography have any part of your life? Does it? Galatians 5:19, now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, and sensuality. We've done a program on this, so we'll not do that again, but let me just encourage you, as best I know how. We live in a time where everything that's sold has some type of sex appeal tied to it. We live in a time when our grandchildren, our little guys, are exposed to stuff that you and I never were exposed to. Not until later on in life, anyway. It's an amazing world we live in. And it's getting darker and darker and darker by the moment. But listen to me. Wherever it's the darkest, the light can shine the brightest. I want to encourage you. This issue of pornography, and it's not just a man's problem, can also be a woman's problem. There's a spirit that's tied to this whole issue. May I share with you what the name of that spirit is? Porneia. We get the word pornography from it. Okay? That's the Greek word. And there is a demon attached to it. Anything that we worship, anything that we set as important over God, there's always a demon attached to it. And you can be set free today. You do not have to live in defeat in this area. You can be set free. If you have an issue of pornography, would you call us? Would you let us know how to pray for you? Give us your prayer concerns. You can do it anonymously. Just let us know how to pray. Let us help you in this area. You can be set free. Jesus Christ came to set you free. Don't put up with it anymore. I want to ask you this today. Are your thoughts concerning women pure? Are they? How about your thoughts concerning men? Are they pure? Do you have some prejudice toward men or prejudice toward women? That's a nice fancy word, prejudice. Let me put it in real vernacular. Do you have a hatred toward men? Do you have a hatred toward women? Do you? May I confess to you, I did for many years. Even as a preacher of the gospel, I had a fear of women. I wouldn't call it a hatred, but it certainly was close to that. I had a fear of women. It had been passed to me by my father. He had it. I don't know how far back it goes. And it's embarrassing for me to say this, but if I'm not willing to confess my sin, however embarrassing it might be, how could I expect any of you to confess yours? But I would go into a church. I would assess what I believed to be the problem in the church so I could know how to pray and to preach. And in every case, it was always a woman. Now, that's silly. I mean, that's embarrassing to admit. But for many years, every time I looked at a problem in a church, it was always a woman problem. Well, that's ridiculous. You know, we're all a mess. Not just women problems, it's men problems too. But all I could see because of my attitude toward women, I had a fear of women that had to be cleaned up. And praise the Lord, God has cleansed me of that. And you can be cleansed of that too. Do you have a hatred toward men or a hatred toward women? It's a sin. God created all for your good and His glory. Trust Him. Give it to Him today. Don't let this continue to hold you in bondage.
Dr. Randall, we have a lot to think about here, and thank you for your words, not only of encouragement, but your words of conviction as we look at each one of these areas. On the next program, we're going to continue this sin list, as you call it in your book. So be sure that you're here next time for The Invisible War as we continue dealing with these areas that all of us need to look at. Once again, I want to encourage you that if you don't have this Bible study, The Invisible War by Dr. Rob Randall, go to our website, theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org. And you can get a copy of this most crucial Bible study concerning spiritual warfare. And that's why we call it The Invisible War. And it is hard to believe, but we've been on the air for a year now, and it is through your faithfully standing with us that we're able to keep bringing you The Invisible War week after week to the many hurting and wounded among us. We're all about freedom and cleansing in this ministry and on this program. Now, God does not have His fingers crossed hoping that the economy will get better. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Every bird of the forest is His. And so please continue to trust Him and to stand with us faithfully. Give us generous a gift as our Lord would have you give. And be sure that you pray for us as well as we deal with some difficult subjects. You can call us toll-free, 1-877-808-8886. That's 877-808-8886. Let us know that you're praying for us, and let us know how we've touched you. Of course, you can also contact us and give through theinvisiblewar.org, our website. Now, if you don't have access to a computer, you can send your letters and support to Rob Randall, Evangelistic Ministries, P.O. Box 5, McKinney, Texas, 75070. That's P.O. Box 5, McKinney, Texas, 75070. We look forward to hearing from you. Please do it today. Dr. Randall, some final thoughts from you today, and would you close us in prayer?
Listen to the Spirit of Christ as He speaks to all of us today. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way. Would you make that your prayer today? Would you give me the privilege of praying with you today? Would you join me in prayer? Would you link your heart with mine as we go into the very throne room of heaven? Would you do it? Lord Jesus, thank you for the sweet privilege that is ours to trust you today. Thank you for your love and mercy that's brand new every day. We ask that our advocate, Christ Jesus, would appeal in the very courtroom of heaven the issues that we have brought and bring before you. Lord, thank you for the blood that covers all sin. Thank you that you are willing to give of your life so that we might live and not die. Lord, forgive us of our sin. We recognize that it's horrific what we have done and what's been done to us. Forgive us. Lord, we are sorry we have broken your heart. We are sorry for the things we have done. Not just sorry that we got caught. We are sorry, deeply, deeply sorry. Lord, we ask that you would help us. Help us forgive ourselves. Help us receive the forgiveness of Calvary. Lord, help us forgive others that have hurt us. Lord, thank you for your cleansing. Bathe us now. Bathe us. Baptize us in the love of Abba Father. From the north, south, east, and from the west, above and beneath, Lord, I ask you in Jesus' mighty name to remove every cover, every block, every lying spirit that's on assignment. I ask now, O God, that you would bathe us from without and from within in the love of Heavenly Father. Cleanse us. Make us like Jesus. Thank you for the privilege that is ours to trust you. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Now, if you've prayed with me today, I want to hear from you. Contact us at theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org. You can email me personally there. I will receive each one personally. Or you can call me, 877-808-8886. That's toll-free, 877-808-8886. 8886. I want to remind you, I'll receive every phone call personally and respond personally to every phone call. Call us today. Let us know how we can help you. Let us know how we can pray for those you're burdened for. Give us those names as God would lead you to do so. Thank you for listening today, and thank you for your prayer and support of the Invisible War.
This has been the weekly radio program called The Invisible War with Rob Randall. You don't have to live defeated, heartbroken, or in bondage to anything. Give everything you are to everything He is, and you will begin to see your life transformed into the life He has made you to be, for your sake and for everyone around you. Remember to check out theinvisiblewar.org for resources, podcasts, information, and just a place to let us know how to pray for you. We'll see you next time on The Invisible War.